This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
3 o'clock hour. That's our 3 o'clock hour theme song. Georgie Music. We going to give that to DBJ? Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca.
That has been added to the upcoming DBJ list, Hawk, no doubt.
Perfect. I mean, football season before you know it, as we were saying with John Michaels there in the last segment. Kane season, the end of next month.
Crazy.
I got friends already asking me, you going to have a suite for Kane's Notre Dame? I have to look into investing in that. Anyway. We have another four-pack today of Marlins tickets. You could win a four-pack of tickets for Marlins Royals on July 20th. Just keep listening. We'll give them away before 6 o'clock. We have a pair every day this week. I just got an email from our friends at the Bet Online Sports Betting, sportsbetting.ag. First NFL coach to be fired this season. Odds for first NFL coach to be fired this season.
McDaniel's got to be up there.
He's number two.
Number one. Because the terrible teams, they rehired guys. Oh, Giants.
Right.
Dayball.
Yes. Brian Dayball. Yep.
Yeah.
So he's 4-1.
They've been reeling for years.
Be the first coach fired. Mike McDaniel is 5-1 to be the first coach fired, and Shane Steichen is 6-1 to be the first coach fired.
In Indy?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is the reason for that, Solana? Is that because Anthony Richardson?
Yeah.
Is he like a wild card? Like you don't know you. Is it like, hey, if you had a great head coach, you'd be able to make him a great quarterback? Like, what is the reason? Because Steichen kind of surprises me as well.
Yeah, I just think they've been a team that has underachieved. He'd probably argue, well, we didn't draft the right guy, and he's injured. But part of being a head coach that goes through a rebuilding process to draft a quarterback in the top five is developing that quarterback. And I think it, you know, can go both ways. But
he has been injured, though, right? This will be going into his third season.
Yeah. Rookie season, played a couple games, was out the rest of the year. And then last year, remember Joe Flacco replaced him in the lineup a season ago.
Remember he took himself out of a game last year because he was winded?
Yeah. And that's it. But it's 3 years. It's a terrible damn conference now. Indy, the Titans, AFC South, whatever it is, that's a terrible conference, but it's only the third year. That's surprising.
Mike Dayball's
been there. Yeah, McDaniel, what's 5-6?
5-1. 5-1. Yeah. If things go south quickly for the Dolphins, I told you the other day, Lewis Riddick had this tweet where he was just like, you don't know what the Dolphins are. This is one of the most confusing, confounding off seasons you'll see in a long time, because you cannot, like, you could look at some teams and go, yeah, they're good and they're going to be competitive. You look at other teams and go, yeah, they're garbage, they're dog bleep. Dolphins, man, you could make a case so many different ways with the Dolphins, and you don't know how it's going to go. If it were to go epically bad quickly, I could see them yanking McDaniel and just saying, yeah, this, like, we're not going to go through this for another season. But I haven't looked at their schedule, but I could also see them, you know how I feel, I could see them being a very big surprise on the upside this coming season.
And I think that's the thing, and I don't know if I don't want to say it's a narrative, but the whole thing about losing control and Jalen wanting to leave and not having leadership and just it, even up, honestly, we talked about it. Asante Samuel coming out saying they run like a little league program. I don't know what Sant has and who's he talked to about it, but there's always been that question about this happy-go-lucky, giggly, laughy head coach that doesn't work. It doesn't work in the league. I don't know. Like, there's no references of the last Mike McDaniel approach. And I think that's a problem, too, where you can't say Mike McDaniel coaches like this guy. And I think people are questioning his players take the locker room, I'm just calling plays approach. And that's what I've been hearing.
First three games are AFC East opponents. First three games, Patriots, Bills, Jets. If they go 0-3, and by the way, I'm not suggesting that they will, but if they go 0-3, you might see you could potentially see a coaching change, no?
Yes. Oh, for sure. For sure. And I'm telling you now, Vrabel's in New England.
Yeah.
He's about to come out and try to whoop some ass, and that's what we have trouble with.
Who's their quarterback again?
The white boy from North Carolina is what I was going to say. I didn't know if it was right. Oof.
Man,
the big pretty white boy from North Carolina.
I love when we do this at the beginning of July. We don't even know the Patriots quarterback, because I still think it's the guy that Ben Boland.
Drake May.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was slanging that thing last year when he got in.
He was.
Because that game, that's a home game for the Dolphins. Then week two, which is a short week, they're in Buffalo prime time.
Week three.
They open against the Colts.
They open on the road in Indianapolis, and then they host the Patriots. Then they play the Bills on the road. That's a Thursday night football game or Sunday night football game. It's prime time. And then they play the Jets the following week at home in Miami.
Another prime time game.
That first game of the season.
Keep your job, win and keep your job, lose and get fired, because it's McDaniel versus Steichen.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be 500 at the least coming out of that four-game stretch.
The first stretch of the season is huge, and I know that's, you know, not a hot take or whatever, but they play a lot of their division opponents. But then after that, at the Panthers, got to win that game. They host the Chargers. That's a team you're going to be fighting for a wild card position likely. And then they're at the Cleveland Browns, another team you might be fighting for in the wild card, or certainly a conference opponent you want to beat. The Falcons, who are going to be playing a rookie quarterback. Then after that is when it gets crazy. Host the Ravens, prime time. Host the Bills, prime time. Commanders at home. Saints at home. Jets, Steelers, Bengals, Buccaneers, Patriots to end the season.
Actually, the Bills game on the 9th is a 1 p.m. game. It's not a primetime game.
Thanks for clarifying something that didn't need to be clarified, Jimmy. Appreciate that.
Well, maybe it did need to be clarified. Did he say that was a primetime game?
Yes, he did.
Because there is a Bills primetime game. Are you just working
September 18th.
On delay? Were you working on delay, Jimmy, or did he get it wrong?
No, he got it wrong.
Oh, okay. All thanks, Jimmy.
Well, I appreciate the correction, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, don't let S over there bully you.
Hey, where's Sean McDermott, by the way, on that list? Is he on that list?
Let's see.
Because, bro, the Bills don't beat the Chiefs this year in the playoffs. I mean,
But listen, no, that's the thing, like, is that Sean McDermott is being held up by the Chiefs and the Ravens.
He's
Mike McDaniel
like
can't even.
He's way down
there. The Dolphins can't even compete with those teams.
It goes Daboll, McDaniel, Steichen, then Kevin Stefanski. I mean, good luck to anyone in Cleveland, but Kevin Stefanski, and then Jonathan Gannon. The hell's that guy?
Raiders? Raiders?
I didn't expect to get into who is this
it's Arizona.
This summer.
This guy should be fired just because I don't know who he is. Zach Taylor is after that at 8-1. It's another guy. Like, you kind of set the bar for what you could be with Joe Burrow, and then okay, do it again.
Bumble off the
gif where it's like, do something. Like, kind of saw what you guys could do. Do it again.
It's there has to be a who is it? Lewis Reddick. Not even Asante Samuel. To what Lewis Reddick said, they have to set a standard of what this team is and what this team identity is. He has to set it in the damn preseason. Because
right?
It's terrible to have people thinking, I don't know what you are.
That's kind of the worst thing to be, I think.
It
is to not have an idea, because, I mean, you literally, I think, could be a playoff team, but looking at that schedule, you also could have one of the worst records that you've had in the last 10 years.
Oh, 13-4 or 4-13 wouldn't surprise you. That's
right.
That's crazy.
Very rarely can you say that about a team going into a season.
And we don't know.
We don't know. Apologize.
Top
to my 10 cat
quarterback. No top 10 know. Quarterback. Top half of the league in talent, but you just don't know what they're going to do with it.
New headlines real quick here, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Can't believe I'm going to take this side on a Dolphins conversation, but I think you guys are being a little crazy here with 4-13 or 13-4. Guys, they're a 9-7 football team. Like, if Tua's healthy, they're not going to lose all those games that we just mentioned. They can squeak out a win.
There's
against
some hellified opponents on there.
Right.
Buffalo twice, obviously we know. We don't really know what New England's going to be, right? So that could go either way. But Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Tampa, I'm just doing it off memory here from what I just looked at. Like, there's some legit tough teams on that schedule.
For sure. This stretch where they go Ravens at home, Bills, we know is a 1 p.m. game. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Commanders, that's the that's the Spain game. Saints at home, Jets on the road, Steelers, Bengals, Buccaneers. That's the toughest part of their schedule, right? The second half. If they're healthy, they'll split those games. Let's split them.
Well, they got there in Spain. They got the paella.
Mm-hmm. Tapas. Paella.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bocadillos.
What's paella? The big rice seafood dish?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a tropa chop at Pollo Tropical.
Good call.
With shells.
Yeah. You see, I saw billboards. You know Pollo Tropical calls tropa chops now tropa chop bowls?
Why?
Why?
Because bowls are hot. Acai bowls, any kind of bowls are hot. And so Pollo Tropical didn't do anything different, but they now call Tropa Chops Tropa Chop bowls.
Mm. It won't mess up your old clients. It might get you some new clients.
I think it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Why does an acai, why do people, Hawk, you eat acai. What
acai
is it, a little red berry they grind up and make cold?
Yeah.
It's
refreshing on a summer day. Oh,
an acai
drizzle of honey and granola on top of the bowl. Holy mackerel.
It's
I may have to go to the natives right now and grab one. You got the next segment with a bell?
I got you.
All right.
I got some chicken breast in the oven. I'm going to just eat me old chicken breast.
I don't think it's a root.
Is it a root? I don't know what it is.
I think
it's a berry.
It's the berries coming from the acai palm, I believe.
What's an acai palm?
Like a palm tree, but it's the acai palm. and then they produce berries, and that's what they're grabbing, and then they mash it up.
Delicious. It really is. Refreshing. Now, they sell acai bowls now, you know, at the Panthers games. That's questionable. You're already cold. You really want to have an ice-cold dish.
Good call.
Acai
is a type of berry that grows on palm trees in the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
Acai.
It's known for its high antioxidant content and is often consumed as a frozen puree. That's how I eat it, as a frozen puree.
I like to keep my oxidants.
You're pro-oxidant?
You're pro-oxidant.
I'm going the other way on this one.
Hey, Hawk, speaking of Tropichop bowls, you guys ever eat at a place called Sergio's? Any of you ever eat there? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Jimmy has. Very popular in Miami. So it's kind of like La Carreta or Cafe Versailles. It's a chain Cuban restaurant. I would say it's a little bit, I don't want to say classier, but it's like the food is a little bit better quality than La Carreta or Cafe Versailles. Not that there's anything wrong with those restaurants.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? It's just cooked better and it's a little bit more expensive. They've done several different things over the past decade or so to differentiate themselves from those chains. Like, we're a little bit classier. We're a little bit nicer. One of the things was like they added a skinny menu, the skinny fit menu. Mm. Another thing that they started doing recently was they started making like iced lattes with kind of like Latin infused ingredients. So they're blowing up on TikTok. They're blowing up on TikTok. But what they've done now, they opened up a spot in Brickell and they've extended some of their restaurants. There's one by me in London Square in Kendall. Sergio's to go. So it's like a Chipotle style, chicken kitchen style.
Interesting.
Fast casual restaurant called Sergio's to go. But it's just their food that's been prepared in bulk. They have chopped up maludos you can throw in a bowl. It's a Tropichop. But it's Sergio's.
Is there a topping? Because, you know, like Pollo Tropical, Chicken Kitchen, they do the mustard curry sauce. There's not a traditional topping for, say, beans and rice.
They've got their own sauces.
They do have sauces.
I don't know off the top of my head which ones they have. I'm sure they have all the sauces that you would expect to go on a
Marcos
bowl.
Is texting me that he's got a beef with acai because it was the main ingredient in the life-saving pyramid scheme drink that his parents sold when he was a kid.
Yeah.
He said he's got 36 boxes of Mon Avi in his home for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this acai, it sounds a little sketchy.
Been there. Involved in a Herbalife situation.
Mm.
Not proud of it.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now listen, back in my early...
And I'm not speaking on Marcos's parents. I'm speaking on Solana. They'll catch a dummy now.
Oh, my parents used to go to these pyramid parties back in the 70s. It'd be like, oh, you sign up and then you'll get to the next party and then you'll get someone else to sign up and everyone's going to be millionaires.
Mm-hmm. They try to get me all the time to come to these parties. I'm not going to Nant party.
I got caught up in something similar that Marcos's parents did too. It's called Nature Bee, B-E-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't selling a damn thing.
Well, you're pushing powder.
Yep. You want to try to sell, get somebody on, and then we can get somebody else on and get somebody else on.
I should pyramid.
Could I pyramid Crowder powder?
You sure could.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, call your parents. Ask if they're interested in 4 cases of Crowder powder.
How do you think Mike Buck is doing, by the way, Hawk?
I think he's doing very well. I think Nature Bee's still on plenty of radio stations.
All right.
Yeah.
A good guy, Mike Buck. I think.
Isogenics.
Isogenics. Mm-hmm. Isotoners.
Isogenics tried to get me. I was taking it, and then they wanted to get me. Oh, well, how about you tell your buddies and teammates about us? I'm like, I'm not telling nobody about nothing.
Mm.
Well, if anybody's interested in this mushroom coffee that will change your life.
Have you had that mushroom coffee?
Hit my DMs. I have, yeah. I've had the mushroom coffee. It's good. It's good. I was expecting a trip. I was expecting to be making out with
a
tree.
Funny mushrooms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was expecting to be like that girl at Ultra a couple of years back. Just, you know, going down on that tree.
Sure. Yeah. What?
Hey, Solana, text me offline. I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, let's head to break. Fluminense is playing Chelsea in the Club World Cup, and Chelsea leads 1-0 in this first semifinal.
Oh.
Yes. Marlins, they've won 11 of their last 14. Yuri Perez plays pitches tonight for the Fish, game 2 of 4 against the Cincinnati Reds, 7:10 first pitch. Inter Miami will play in New England tomorrow. That's pretty much all the headlines I have that won't take up too much time. The Miami Heat made the Duncan Robinson news official. They wished him Kevin Love.
Did you see what his contract is, by the way? It ain't that great. That $48 million contract is like $14 million guaranteed, something like that.
This year, $15.5 million guaranteed. Next year, it's a $16 million contract, but only $2 million are guaranteed. And then the following year, $16 million. No, zero guaranteed.
Zero guaranteed.
Hey, this is Duncan Robinson, right?
Yeah.
11-3-2.
Stop. Well, he fell for the acai scheme.
They Ponzi'd him. We're going to give you 50. 10 guaranteed. Huh?
Davion Mitchell, they posted some video of him coming into the facility, signing his contract. It was pretty cool stuff. Simone Fontecchio has officially been introduced by the Heat as well. He actually was having a press conference today at 2:30 via Zoom.
He said he found out he was sleeping in Italy.
That's when he found out he got traded.
Antichio.
That's when he got traded.
Yeah, and he's playing EuroLeague this summer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jealous of these Europeans, man. They get siestas. Oof. Real jealous.
What's that?
Nap. Mm. They have nap time, siesta time.
Here's the thing. I don't want, because I don't like to nap. I'm not a big nap guy. But I want the siesta time. Mm-hmm. But I really want it to be for online roulette. So I need a couple things to happen. We need to adopt siesta time, but also we need to legalize this online roulette all across the country so that I could really enjoy my siesta time.
Oh, that's a lot of litigation that we got to go through for you to be happy.
I know, but I know a traffic attorney. He's a wizard.
And he's blind. How can he look at the paperwork?
Anthony Davis's jersey next season says Ticket Wizard.
He got a CNI dog out on the court getting him to the basket. Foul support animal tripping.
Foul support. Support animal gets five fouls though, so it's like so, having it's like having an extra defender. His opponent's out, rabies.
Gotta get a nasty CNI dog. And Corso.
Cujo.
Nobody's coming in the paint.
Your weather, it's 88 degrees, hot, humid, sticky in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right. Josh Appel is going to join us for an entertaining, to be sure, round of Talk About It Tuesday in the next segment. May I recommend Twin Peaks this summer as a perfect spot to hunker down and enjoy some cold beer and great food? You know you're going to have a great time at Twin Peaks. Maybe you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur. At Twin Peaks, they're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of some incredibly rare bourbons and whiskeys and tequilas. Plus, check out their barrel selects that are handpicked by the team and bottled just for you. Supply is limited, so check with your favorite location to see what they're pouring. If you're looking for a job this summer or for forever, you can have a ton of fun. Make great money at Twin Peaks. If you're looking for a job, they're looking for Twin Peaks girls, cooks, bussers, barbacks, and more. Text WORK for TP, work the number 4 TP to 85000 for more info. And I always remind you too, no one does happy hour like Twin Peaks. Whatever your preference, they've got everything from tequila cocktails and extensive bourbon category to top shelf spirits and cocktails served over ice balls. Local craft beers and handcrafted whiskey cocktails round out an adventurous drink menu second to none. Don't forget, of course, about the 29-degree drafts. There's Twin Peaks all over South Florida for you to enjoy. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
50% of the time I stay in hotels, I clog the toilet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Friend Josh Appel is hopping on the stream here for a little rousing rendition of Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday, because he was the impetus for one of the questions I believe we're going to get from Solana, unless Solana, you've just booted the question out because we decided it wasn't that entertaining after all.
Yeah, probably a bad decision on my part to base this entire Talk About It Tuesday segment around, one, Appel joining us, and two, that question specifically. It's really not that good of a question.
He texted us a question on a thread. It was just me and you, I think, Solana. It was a question.
No, Crowder was on it.
Crowder was on it. And it was a question, and Solana immediately was like, save it for Tuesday, 3:30 Tuesday. Yeah. And I was like, wow. I mean, because it didn't strike me as the greatest question either, but Solana seemed to love it so much. I was like, okay, I must be missing something on this, because this is going to be terrific. But now, kind of have to do it.
Was the plan to blindside me with, we're not doing your question anymore?
Well, we had talked about it in the first hour. We might not do the question at all. But I think we're kind of obligated at this point.
I don't know.
You have a big open, Solana?
For what?
His question.
You want it here?
What?
I like it, Appel. Hell with them.
All right. Thank you.
We'll just text them an answer.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Good question.
Let's talk about it.
All right, Solana.
All right, I guess we'll do this. If you guys open up a pair... stupid. If you guys open up a pair of socks... And
imagine
one...
getting this text word for word.
Randomly, out of nowhere. I never texted that group
on like
text.
A Thursday night.
If you guys open up a pair of socks and one has a hole in it, but the other is fine, do you throw both out or do you keep the good sock?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it!
It's actually not the worst question in the world, because if you take it a little bit further, does it have to be a new pair or can it be any pair of socks? Usually you have, you know, several of the same type of sock. If one ends up having a hole in it, do you throw away two or do you keep an odd number of socks just stacked up? I don't know. Maybe you roll your socks so you have these. Mine are kind of stacked.
Well, that's what I meant. I roll my socks. So maybe I could have been a little more clear with when you open a pair of socks. I feel like when you open the roll of socks and you notice one has a hole in it, I keep the one sock.
Well, now you're jumping ahead. You're not even playing the game.
Oh, my bad.
Now you're not playing the game right. You know how to play this game. Why? Now it clarity. Just became a conversation.
Never mind. What you got, Hawk?
Well, we have a whole formula that we go through here on Talk About It Tuesday. And Appel just decided he was being interviewed about his socks.
He busted it. Who buys one pair of socks? You buy a single pair of socks?
No. Where'd you get that from?
He said you open a pack of socks, one has a hole and one doesn't.
Not a pack. I buy
10 at a time. It's 5 pairs.
Right. 5 pair. But what if one of the socks has a hole in it? Do you keep 9 socks?
Yes.
Or do you throw away an entire pair and keep 8?
You don't throw away anything that works.
I do. If one of the socks, because to me, socks are one functioning unit. If half of it is broken, all of it is broken.
I'm not
even lying.
It's not, Hawk, because I have a lot of diabetes in my family. One sock can be used.
Well, I don't keep anyone around with one foot. No. Assuming you have two functioning feet and need a pair of socks and a pair of shoes. To me, a pair of socks is one something. So if any of it is malfunctioning, it's all no good. So if I have one sock with a hole in it, that entire pair goes in the garbage. What am I going to do with odd-numbered socks anyway?
Well, eventually, you're going to have another sock of another pair.
I don't have time to wait for something.
And now you have the one sock. And guess what? It's a free pair of socks now.
No, you don't.
That's a defeatist attitude.
But people get remarried. There was a pair, and that pair didn't work out. And now another white sock comes into the mix. Now there's two white socks that match. A pot has a lid for every pot, Hawk.
What, now what are you saying? You're literally just saying random words. I'm not even certain you're stringing together sentences.
I'll tell you my answer. I wear all footies. So they're black footies, they're Puma footies, they're Nike footies, they're all this. It doesn't matter. You can't see the top of my sock anyway, because I wear all low socks. So if I have a single black sock, I can put a Puma sock to a Nike sock, and I can still have a pair of socks.
If you can walk around all day and not just feel that you don't have the same socks on, then there's now we know there's something wrong with your foot though anyway, but you feel incongruous all day, it just doesn't work.
I don't feel incongruous. Sure do. I feel both my feet have no sweat on them. You don't believe in divorce and remarriage?
No, I do not. Do you?
Both my parents got divorced, so
I'm sure it wasn't the children's fault. Don't let that weigh on you.
Yeah, when I set the house on fire, it put a lot of pressure on the relationship.
Jimmy, would you throw away a pair of socks? Would you keep one sock, or would you just keep them both?
I'm gonna have to side with Crowder here. I would not throw them away.
It's good that at least someone understood what Crowder's side was.
Jimbo.
I did not. Solana, you're with me, right?
Hawk, I could not agree more with you, truthfully. If I feel, first of all, a hole in my sock, I'm disgusted. It ruins my day.
Disgusted. Absolutely.
I take both pairs off, even if one sock doesn't have the hole in it, because they're a pair, they're combo, they come together, and I throw them out because I don't want loose socks in my sock drawer.
Of course not.
I don't want of course socks not. In my sock drawer. That is indicative of an organized person, truthfully.
100%. I know Crowder. You don't make your bed in the morning. Yeah. I do. Guess what? I also don't have wayward socks running around my closet. Right. Like everything.
Running
is,
around.
Yeah, that's right. Running
There's
around.
There's socks causing havoc in your home.
Yep.
If you have an unpaired sock somewhere in your closet, it is absolutely causing havoc.
Mm-hmm.
With the rest of the socks. They can't deal
that's
with
right.
them.
That's right.
He's out here drinking, smoking. He's just causing trouble.
Essentially,
in the sock
that
drawer.
Is what a wayward sock is doing. Yes. That I mean, it's a perfect analogy. Josh, go ahead.
I'm not sure that I love my allies on this, but I'm keeping the one sock. Like I said, eventually another one of my pairs, one of the socks is going to get a hole in it, and now I have a free pair of socks. And as somebody points out on the text line, sometimes socks get lost in the washing machine. And you put a pair in with all your whole load of laundry. Only one sock makes it out. Thank goodness I kept the other sock from that pair that had a hole in it. Now I got another free pair of socks. Always be prepared. This is, to me, for you guys, this is you guys failing to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
That you being a hoarder is what it is. You just have anything that could potentially go wrong later. That's how hoarders talk. Like, paperclip came with this with my tax filings this year, so let me just pile these paperclips in the closet somewhere. And then it's rubber bands. There's a rubber band on the street. Let me pick up this rubber band because I might need to rubber band something one day. I'm not a hoarder.
But everybody
well,
knows.
I think you are.
What kind of socks you wear, Hawk? White crew socks? You like a white crew sock guy?
I like. I'll show you
for free. Oh, that was going to stick his foot up there.
Yeah, but you're going to get the same style sock.
It's my preferred sock.
Oh, I wish you hadn't
shown
me
that.
So
you like a little footy. You like the footies. Little Hanes footy.
Now,
yes.
I only have one. I've lost all the others.
You hoarder. Oh, so much havoc going on.
I only wear one sock at a time. Maybe I'm not the right person to be having this conversation.
If you keep that one,
let me show you
later,
my good
another one will come up, and now there's a two, and now you have a pair. Y'all are spoiled. Y'all are spoiled brats.
You know how much socks cost these days with tariffs?
Josh, you gonna throw out a perfectly good sock?
That's
ain't
what I'm
no
saying.
Way in hell.
These are my good socks.
With Fauci on them.
Those, of course, my Dr. Fauci Ambien purchase socks. Now, if I lost one of my Fauci socks, Josh, you would keep them in case you lost another Fauci sock somewhere and then you'd be able to pair it?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I'm keeping one of those in the off chance I lose another pair of Fauci socks from one of them. Now I got another pair of Fauci socks.
Look at that. I've got the dancing Faucis. All right. Do you have another question for Talk About a Tuesday, Solana, to save today's segment?
Absolutely. I have several questions, not necessarily to save the segment, but.
All right. We'll try to save it.
Okay. It's hard. Very hard.
That wasn't good?
Yeah. By the way, point goes to Crowder. Way to go, Crowder. You're leading 1-0 here.
But he wasn't even on our side.
But I had the best argument.
Well, no.
Who doesn't believe it? Who doesn't believe in remarriage?
It was socks.
Don't I get a point?
I love love.
I love love as well.
Jimmy deducted a point, of course.
Wow. Tough break, Jimmy.
Damn.
All right. You have money left in your account to place one of these bets. One of these bets.
All right.
A third Florida Panther Stanley Cup title. So you're betting the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup again for the third time next season, obviously. Or a guaranteed Dolphins conference championship appearance. So they just have to make the conference title. They're not guaranteed to win it, but they're getting there. So that's two playoff wins. Which one are you placing your bet on?
Talk about it.
Are you saying what do I think is more likely, the Dolphins going to a conference championship game or the Panthers winning another Stanley Cup?
Yes.
The more judicious use of words.
Should I bet on the guaranteed conference championship or the Panthers? Maybe being
was a lot. I mean, there was a lot of words.
My question
going
was
on
that.
There. It was a pretty word simple salad. Question.
Word salad. It's his superpower.
That is his superpower. I would bet the Panthers to win a third Stanley Cup. That seems more realistic than the Dolphins, who, again, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I would be surprised if they went to the conference championship, but I wouldn't be surprised if they won a playoff game this coming season. I really wouldn't. Crowder, which one are you betting on?
Oh, bet money. I'm betting on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions who kept all their players and even might have got better. You never know. Bob's still there. It's simple. The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 20-plus years. The Panthers have won two chips. I'm going with the Panthers, and it's an easy answer.
Josh?
The Panthers play Paul Ball. If the Dolphins played Paul Ball, maybe they'd have a shot at winning in the postseason. But if they don't, and because of that, we're betting on the Panthers again to three-peat.
Jimmy?
They play Mac Ball.
Panthers.
All right. And Solana?
Going with the Dolphins here, fellas. I think you guys are way off, man.
It's a ridiculous question. There was probably a better question in there somewhere, but it's ridiculous. No one's going to pick the Dolphins in that situation. How could you?
I'm picking the Miami Dolphins. The idea that a Stanley Cup champion will do it a second time is crazy enough. A third time hasn't been done in my lifetime, I don't think. I honestly didn't look that up. I have no idea. But it just seems unlikely. No disrespect to the Panthers.
Well, also, not in your lifetime as an NFL team not won a playoff game in 25 years. Man. But now it has.
That's a good point. Yeah. Point to Crowder in this one as well. Point to Crowder.
Appreciate you recognizing my genius,
Solana. Makes no sense. Yeah. You have anything else to save this segment? We're already over time, but I feel like it really needs to be saved.
I don't, but I do have a couple more topics. You guys saw tickets for the Mavs and the Lakers Summer League game. The most expensive Summer League game ever. $2,500 is the most expensive ticket in Summer League history. So I'm asking you right now.
How much did you say?
$2,500.
No, it wasn't. $200.
To see Cooper Flagg play Bronny?
$2,500 is the most expensive ticket to sit courtside to see Cooper Flagg and Bronny James. There is a ticket that's $2,500, Hawk. It's the most expensive ticket in the history of Summer League.
What, is someone buying it, though?
Yes. Somebody bought it. Someone purchased it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyways.
Cooper Flagg versus Bronny.
Would you rather have a free ticket to watch Bronny James go up against Cooper Flagg in Summer League action later this week, or a free ticket to the FIFA Club World Cup final in New Jersey on Sunday?
Talk about it. All right, let me talk about the Cheetah, because this isn't going anywhere. Cheetah Pompano, it's a great spot to watch a fight.
Point Crowder.
My man.
Are you asking if I'd rather go to a sporting event in Vegas or in Jersey?
You're choosing between a final of a major sanctioned event or a summer league game in Las Vegas. Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
But courtside.
No. Free ticket.
Not court.
So just anywhere?
Nosebleeds? I choose neither.
I don't know where the tickets are. Fine, courtside.
Man, we ain't going up there.
I mean, unless my feet's on the wood, those tickets are no good. Point Michael Irvin. All right. We gave it a shot. It was Appel's fault, though.
Yeah.
Would you rather see Cooper Flagg and Bronny or a finals for the Cup Club, whatever the hell you're talking about?
Club. Did you say the finals? The Club World Cup finals?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Uphold the integrity of Talk About It Tuesday. Come on. What are you guys doing? Uphold the integrity of Talk About It Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Come on.
There's no integrity. You keep awarding Crowder points. He's a babbling brook of nonsense. Where's the integrity?
I got a point, Solana.
Congrats to Channing Crowder, winner. Talk About It Tuesday, July 8th, 2025.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder, how many booms would you give today's show?
I'm not booming nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.